Hi out there, we're Nathan, and you're listening to
Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM on your radio dials.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff. I'm the host of this here program. Thank you for joining me. Glad you could be here. This is our first show, actually, that is available first before you can hear it live on the air. It was available on the iTunes Music Store. I think that's pretty cool. Now, if you miss the show or you want to hear old shows or whatever, you go into the iTunes Music Store. It's absolutely free. And you just search for Tell the Band to Go Home or Jeff Robson. That's me. And you can pull up the show. You can even subscribe, and it'll come right to your computer automatically. All kinds of fun stuff. So if you're checking us out on iTunes for the first time, thanks. Glad you could be here. Check us out on the web, tellthebandtogohome.com. Drop me an email while you're there, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to know what you think of the show. Anyways, in keeping with that, it's getting a little confusing for me when I do the show. You know, before, when we were just on the radio on Sunday afternoons, you know, even if, like today, I'm not here live in the studio, but if on a day when I was pre-recording the show, I knew that you'd only hear it on Sunday afternoon, so I could pretend when I'm sitting in my living room that it was Sunday afternoon. But now, people are going to be hearing this as early as Thursday, or as late as who knows when, because it's going to be available forever on the web and on iTunes and whatever. So it's getting a little harder for me to be timely with the show. So you got to be a bit patient with me. I'm a bit confused. I feel like I'm in a time warp. So I'm going to avoid anything timely this week, pretty much. And we're just going to do a good show of good music for the next 2 hours. And I think you're going to like it. This show sort of comes from by request, actually, by a listener, our good friend Barb, who's out there. And she doesn't listen to the show very often on Sunday afternoons because she's always at the baseball games. But hopefully she'll check us out on the web or on iTunes. But she emailed and she said, why don't you do a show that's all ladies? And hey, what do I like more than ladies? I don't know. Good music, I guess. Good music. beautiful ladies. We got a great show planned for you today. Female singer-songwriters, it's going to be a good one. We're going to kick it off with, well, we did kick it off, I guess, with our good friends Nathan there with a cover of Tom Waits' Temptation. We're going to get back to that sort of theme in a few minutes. But I think we'll kick it off with our other favorite local female group, the Waylon Jennies. Barb just saw them at the Vancouver Folk Festival and said they were good. They're coming back in the fall for their to debut their new member. It seems like they have a new member every time they play here, but they have a new Jenny. Heather Massey is in the band replacing Annabelle, and we don't have a recording of her yet. Hopefully we will. But let's hear something off the Jenny's album Firecracker. This one goes out to Barb and all the wonderful ladies and everybody else listening. This is Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 FM.
Looking back, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm a shooter when it comes to my looks. Then I'm up and down, then I'm all around. I'm your friend one minute and I'm off in the next. I'm up and down, yeah, I'm all around. Got a moody reflex. I am only a girl who suffers like you. I have just the amount of patience that you do too.
Until I
complicated. So what makes me start clean? The hardest to learn. I sit two stories above the street. It's awful quiet here since love fell asleep. There's life down below me though. Other kids are walking home from school. I remember the time when I came so close with you. Sent me skipping my class and running from school. What makes me think I could start clean slated? The hardest to learn was the least complicated. What makes me think I could start clean slated? The hardest to learn was the least complicated. The least complicated. The least complicated.
Never did I have to ask for much. The
beautiful morning, time it's gone. God bless this beautiful morning, till it's gone. How I'm gonna feel when it goes, I don't know, that's another sound. God bless this beautiful morning, till it's gone. Thank God for the kind of happiness you can't explain. Thank God for the kind of happiness you can't explain. By every right, late last night should have bled into another bad day. So thank God for the kind of happiness you can't explain.
That is something gorgeous right there. That's from the latest album from Poe Girl, Home to You, and that features our good friend Allison Russell. And, you know, I call everybody my good friend, but Allison is such a nice person. Love to talk to her. She's just very down to earth and super talented, as you can tell right there. That was called Till It's Gone there from Allison Russell and Poe Girl. And I guess Allison Russell is one of the reasons why we're doing this show today. I got an email from my friend Barb a little while back. She was at the Vancouver Folk Festival and saw all kinds of great female singer-songwriters, including Allison Russell, who she called brilliant, and wanted us to play some ladies, and that's what we're doing on the show today. So we played Poe Girl there. That song featured backup vocals by a wonderful woman named Kate Finner, who was in a band called the Bourbon Tabernacle Choir way back when. If you're a dinosaur like me, you might know that. Used to do great albums with Chris Brown and Kate Finner. Haven't heard from them in a long time. There's rumblings that they may be doing another record, but that was one of my favorites. Pair of Twos there from Chris Brown and Kate Finner. Before that, the Indigo Girls, who were big highlights at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, of course, Least Complicated. And I saw that done once in the crowd in a dingy bar here in Winnipeg for a small but mighty crowd by our good friends Easily Amused. Before that, we heard Only a Girl from their album Simple Stuff. Of course, they're not Easily Amused anymore. They're still together. They're just not called Easily Amused anymore. And maybe someday, if we're really good, they'll come on the show and explain why, because I'm not sure. The Waylon Jennies before that, from Firecracker, we heard Glory Bound. And that last song got me to thinking, of course, Allison Russell is also in a band called Salt. They were here at the Winnipeg Folk Festival also. And her partner in crime in Salt is a lady named Anna Teixeira, and she is in a band. She's in Poe Girl, of course. And she also sometimes hangs around. They all sort of do, I guess, with the Be Good Tanyas, because one of the girls in Poe Girl, Trish Klein, is in the Be Good Tanyas. And we're going to hear something from the Be Good Tanyas that's going to kick off a bit of a theme for us. It's going to be sort of ladies doing better versions of songs written by guys, because we all know that women do it better. So we're going to hear some of those after a short break. Stick with us. More Tell the Band to Go Home coming up right after this.